All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availability as we are joined by members of our race-winning team from tonight's Toyota Owners 400 here at Richmond Raceway. We have team owner Coach Joe Gibbs, and we have crew chief Cole Pern with the number 19 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota. We will open up to questions for Coach and Cole. We'll start over here with Davey. Far right.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. This one's for either one of you. You can take it. The last six or five races, I think you guys, Martin has led, I believe, almost 600 laps, and something at the end has happened to kind of derail your guys' chances. Were you guys kind of waiting for that to happen, the bad luck to kind of go your way again, or were you thinking this finally might be the time?
I was waiting to get past because I didn't think we were very good. So, yeah, usually when running away from it, you're worried about the good luck side or the bad luck coming in, but you know, tonight it was just a matter of grinding it out, and, you know, Martin was able to do that. So, yeah, I mean, I know when the 22 got clear and got to her bumper, you're like, oh, man, here we go. But we managed to make it through and had a lot better result than last time that happened.
We'll go to Don and then come up front.
This is for Coach Gibbs. I know Martin was itching to get his first win. Were you, you know, telling them stories about your first season with the Redskins and how, you know, it took a little bit longer than you expected to get your first win and that it would come?
I should have done that. 0-5 was brutal. But I think for Cole and Martin, we wanted them to get that win because I think a lot of things this year haven't gone well for them in races. And I think we've really been good. We know how good they are. And so they were the ones that were putting pressure on themselves. It wasn't me. I kept trying to encourage them and say, look, we're going to get this. Don't worry about it. But I know how competitive they are, Cole and Martin both, and the whole team there, and our pit crew. This was a huge deal tonight for our pit crew. For them to really perform well as kind of a new group, be able to get this win, it's a huge deal for them. And then, of course, for our sponsors. We have a new sponsor on that car. And Auto Owners and Jeff Taxel and all those guys, everybody here knows this sport, you can't race without a great sponsor. And so that was a huge deal for us. I called Johnny Morris because he's also on that car, and Bass Pro and Cabela's. It's just a huge deal for us all the way around. But I think they were the ones that were upset and putting pressure on it. It wasn't me.
I'm going to come up front and then go to Hank and Al.
Peter Strada with TSJ 101 Sports. Coach, what's it mean to get the 19 car back in victory lane?
It means a lot to us. You know, you kind of go through a lot of these, and we had a great alliance with Barney and everybody over there at the 78, got to know these guys, and we really, you know, admired them, how well they ran and what they were able to do. And when everything took place in last off season, then I know for Toyota and Dave and everybody's here, we wanted to make sure that Martin and Cole and the team there we want to try and keep them together and keep them with us and keep them inside Toyota. So that was our push, and that's what we wanted. And I'm sure glad that we got that done.
I'm going to Hank, Al, and then Bob.
Coach, you guys have won 6 of 9 races. Can you possibly be that much better than everybody else, or what's going on?
No, I think sometimes you in pro sports, you know, you get on a roll, things go well. For instance, last week, you know, we didn't have the best car. Everybody here knows that. You know, the two Fords are better than us, and pit stop just worked out perfectly for us, and we got Kyle out front. But I think that's the reason why you need to enjoy it in pro sports, because you know it's not gonna. Odds are this ain't gonna keep happening. But we there are times when teams get on a run and a roll, and I appreciate our guys, and certainly getting Cole and Martin on board with a win is a huge deal for us, and I know it's a huge deal for Toyota. But I also know it's very hard in pro sports to stay up there. And we're just getting going in the season, but we're going to work hard at it, but it's a hard thing to do.
Go to Al, Bob, and then the press box.
Yeah, Cole, Al Pierce from Auto Week right here. Gotcha. I'll ask Martin when he gets up here, but you might have a feel for it. He was 0-81 or 2, whatever the number is, had never won on a short track in 80-some tries. Was tonight dramatically different on track that got him his first victory on a short track? Or have there been other occasions when he he maybe should have won a short track race.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of other races that we've been way better than we were tonight, and had something happen and go wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day tonight, we just executed well. We didn't really have the best car, but, you know, we had good restarts and good pit stops and managed traffic well and just kept our nose up there all day. And ultimately, that was enough. I know a lot of other times we've been had a lot, like I said, a lot better cars and didn't have it work out. So to get it over the hump and not have to be something we have to talk about anymore is a good feeling, and just getting a win is a great thing.
Go to Bob.
I have two, one for each. First, Cole, Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Was part of the win today getting through tech? Of all the guys who failed, I think only Hamlin was top 10. And, you know, usually we see guys have to start in the rear and they can drive right through.
Yeah, I mean, track position definitely was important. I know, you know, as we were, I think, fifth or so at the start, and we just kind of clogged our way through there a bit and through pit stops and restarts. And every time we got close to the front, it drove better for sure. So, you know, it was definitely a race of managing that. We did swap the lead back and forth with the two there on that one run. You know, they were better than us for a bit and got by us. And then we were able to kind of clean it up and get back by him. So it was that was good feeling for sure. But, you know, I know as good as Kyle was early in the race, and then him having to go to the back for speeding, you know, it was definitely difficult for him to get back through. But I think that's key everywhere, but, you know, definitely tonight it mattered for sure.
And kind of on that same note for Joe, did you think that Hamlin and Eric would have maybe have a little bit easier time or be able to rally from having to start in the back? And are you good with the way things are kind of being officiated?
To be truthful, I was pretty confident that we could handle that, you know, and get back to the front. That's kind of what you're saying. And obviously, I think it was much tougher. Now, Eric went right back up there, got in the top 10. We just messed him up, really did. And then Denny wound up at the end getting there. But I think tonight it was definitely a factor. If you went to the back, you're going to have a tough time getting back through there. And Kyle, I think, is a good example of that.
We're going to go up to the press box for a question.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Cole, and since Martin's there, if you can address it also. Joey kind of felt like he lost control of the race when you guys took the lead off of pit road on that pit stop. How much did that kind of change things? I know there was an exchange of leads at one point, but how much did that kind of change things or put you guys in control, and what did that allow you guys to do toward the end?
Yeah, I mean, that was key for us. I mean, he was, you know, I felt like we were pretty equal to them all night, and maybe he was a little bit better on the long run than we were, but definitely getting out in front of them on pit road and getting them stuck back a little bit in traffic was good for us. You know, I think just like we were talking about earlier, it was difficult to get back through there, and we're fortunate enough to be on the right side of it.
Before we continue, does anyone have any further questions for Cole so we can move him on to the next step in his day? All right, Cole, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. And as everyone sees, we've been joined by Martin Truex Jr., the winning driver of that number 19 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota. We'll go down here with a couple questions. We have Noah. Peter?
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Martin, I was speaking to you pre-race, and I said, man, you got to win tonight to get that monkey off your back so we can have a different story coming into a short track with you. You were able to get that done tonight. How special is that for you?
Well, it feels awesome, you know, honestly, to finally get that first win, not only on a short track, but here at Richmond at a track where we've been so strong the last couple seasons and led so many laps and had some real, real heartbreakers, some that were really tough, you know, some really tough losses. And, you know, they sometimes those things are they're hard to get through, but they make you stronger and make you, you know, appreciate the good days. So, you know, today we didn't have the best car, and, you know, it just it worked out the way we needed it to, thanks to a great team and a pit crew that, you know, just was – we beat the crap out of them this week, I'll be honest with you. You know, loose wheel at Bristol last week took us, you know, out of a chance to maybe to win, and we beat them up pretty good all week long, and, you know, they stepped up tonight, and they did a great job. They got us the lead and put us in control of the race, and was really the difference. So, just honestly, I'm really proud of those guys. They have a really, really tough job, and it seems we only talk about them when they screw up. So I'm really happy for them. I'm really proud of them, and really proud to get all these guys on the 19 team and here in Victory Lane, and you know, our first win here at JGR, so it feels incredible.
I'm going to stay down here in the front for a couple more questions and then go up to the press box.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Martin, tonight was your 20th career Cup Series win. Does that number hold any personal significance?
Better than 19. You know, 21 will be better than 20. So, you know, we had some really tough, some heartbreakers last year, you know, thinking back to Martinsville and the Roval and then Homestead finishing second. And, you know, being so close to winning a couple times this year already, it's just anytime you can win, it's special. These things are so difficult. I can't even, you know, I know everybody knows it's hard, but I just don't know if people understand the level of difficulty in this series and what it takes to win. So I'm just really happy for everybody involved and really thankful for a great opportunity to work with a great team and a lot of great people. And Coach leads one heck of a team back there in Huntersville. So I'm just really happy to be a part of that and hopefully continue to hold up my end of the deal.
Go ahead, Davey.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Over here, Martin. Last week you said that all you had to do is lead the last one, because the last five races you've led almost 600 laps here. But I asked Cole the same thing. He said that he was more concerned with you holding off the 22 and the 14 because he didn't think that you guys were going to be able to. What was going through your mind? Were you more so thinking, when's the bad luck going to strike again, or let me just focus on holding off these guys?
Well, I mean, I knew I was in trouble with, you know, 35 to go. I mean, my car got really tight. I couldn't get it to turn. I was like, I seen them back there, and I knew what lap times they were running, and I knew what I could run, and I knew that, you know, once they started closing the gap, I was having to overdrive my car, and I was just making it worse. So I just tried to save a tiny little bit if I could until they got to me, and from there it was just, you know, try not to screw up and try not to give them a free, you know, a free shot at you, a free, you know, run around the outside going into three or something like that. And, you know, the hardest part really was catching guys on the tail end of the lead lap and trying to lap them to put a gap on the 22 and the 14. And anytime I could get a car between us, I could do really good, but I'd drive up to the next car and then I'd get stuck again. And so, you know, the real reason that race was so good at the end and so exciting was because none of us had any air on our cars. You know, the guys on the tail end of the lead lap right in front of me, I was faster than them, but I couldn't get any closer. And so I had no air, just as much as the 14 and the 22 did. And then we just were all searching for something and sliding. And we had no grip at all. And so that's what made it, I think, a cool race. And I was just honestly just glad we were able to hold them off. It wasn't going to be much longer. I mean, I was struggling. So feels good to get it.
We're going to go up to the press box for a pair of questions.
John Haverland, NM Motorsports Report. What's really the biggest, I guess, you know, what means the most to you for this win? Is it that you got your first win with Coach? Is it that you got your 20th career win, which is something only 40 drivers have done? Or is it that you finally won a short track?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I can't pick one of those. They're all awesome.
Stay up in the press box for another question.
Nick Vandalock, RSN. Martin, you know, expanding on the question from a couple questions ago, you know, looking at the last 50 laps when Clint was closing, you know, he got under you. You know, what was kind of key to maintaining in the outside lane there, you know, being able to clear him with 20 to go?
Just being able to get the drive up off the corner. You know, I knew if he was going to get beside me, I wanted him to be inside me, not outside me. You know, I'd lost the lead earlier on to a guy on the outside. And when you get a guy on your outside, you just can't get off the corner. You can't get the throttle down. You just spin the tires. So, you know, when he had that big charge, I gave him the bottom. I went to the outside and in hopes I could hold him off. And I was able to. So just made the right decision there. That's, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. And that one worked out for us.
I'm going to come over to the far right side of the room for a pair of questions.
Mike Massey, FrontStretch.com. Martin, you had Joey behind you there, of course, and we all know what happened at Martinsville last fall. Do you think he cut you any slack, knowing how mad you were at him in the fall? And are you guys cool now?
I think he drove, you know, he drove me as hard as he could without hitting me, which, you know, that's what I always expect. And that's kind of how I've always raced him. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it was fine. I don't know if we're cool, but You know, I certainly have a lot of respect for Joey as a person and his accomplishments. And I really appreciated the way he raced me tonight. I don't know if he tried to hit me or not. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm glad he didn't, though. I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully we can race clean, you know, for the rest of the year.
Adam Cheek, Front Stretch. Martin, coming down the last few races, you've gotten 6 top 10 finishes this year. Being in a new team, kind of settling in at JGR, how much confidence does this give you going into the rest of the season, kind of settling into the 19, finally getting a win?
Well, the finally is kind of, I don't know that you could really, it's only 9 races in. I mean, the new team finally is like, what? But no, honestly, it feels really good. And honestly, I feel like we've had cars capable of winning already a few times. And it was just little things, you know, having, you know, bad Fridays, qualifying bad, getting a bad pit stall, you know, little mistakes here and there. You know, not really catching any breaks along the way. Tonight, things went the way we needed them to. You know, we didn't have the best car. We've had faster cars this year than we had tonight, but we executed well, and the race played out the way we needed it to. And it's just one of those nights it was meant to be, and sometimes you'll have those. So, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, it's fun when you're on this side of it. Long season, though, a lot more to go. And I think, you know, for me, the most positive thing I can take out of tonight is I know how we could have made our car quite a bit better. You know, Cole and I both do. We're like, yeah, we screwed up. You know, we made a couple things here and there. We could have been better. That would have been really fun. So I'm just excited about the future. And, you know, we've got great race cars, and hopefully we can continue to take advantage of them.
We're going to go to Dave, Wayne, and then Hank.
Dave Lawrence, Richmond Suburban News. This is for Martin. I know you talked about your strategy a few minutes ago with, you know, Boyer with that, like, 20, 30 laps to go. But did you feel a little bit more of a pucker factor kick in when you looked to the left and saw his hood, or were you thinking I got him where I want him?
A little bit of both. I mean, I felt like that was my best opportunity, like I said, was to stay on the outside so I could at least try to get off the corner. And, you know, like I said, it worked out. I got a good runoff, too. He spun the tires. I cleared him, and then once I did, you know, we I think he probably used up a little bit of stuff trying to clear me or finish that pass. And it took just enough out of his tires where I could stay in front of him the rest of the time.
Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Martin, you mentioned this is the place you've had success at in the past. You had a couple third-place finishes, including in the fall. Was today something that you felt was maybe you were maybe building to, and why is this the place you think you've had success over the years?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had success as far as leading laps and having cars we feel like we should have won with, but that was really it. You know, the third place finish was last year. We, you know, I think we led probably the first half of the race, and then we had a pit road penalty and had to go all the way to the rear and drove through the field to get third. So it wasn't like we just ran third. You know, it just seems like we've had a lot of issues here for whatever reason. Things just not working out the way we needed them to. You know, we had one year we led the whole thing till, you know, coming to the white flag and somebody scraped the wall and there was a caution and then we got beat out of the pits and completely destroyed on the ensuing green-white checker. I mean, it's just things like you can't believe that have happened to us here. So just from that standpoint, it just gives you confidence coming into a track where, you know, you feel like you know what you need as a driver. You feel like you know how to, you know what it takes to get around the track. You know what your car kind of needs to feel like in practice. And that's really such a key to a track like this because it's so difficult. It takes, you know, years to figure it out. You see, these are the kind of tracks young guys come to, and it takes them, you know, 4, 5, 6 years to finally run good. It's because it's hard and it's difficult. And as a team, Cole and I think, and James, our engineer, we just we kind of gotten a feel for what it takes, and we're able to apply that here this weekend.
You go to Hank, Bob, and Al.
Martin, of those 20 wins, 17 have come in the last 4 years. After toiling with limited success for a long time, can you kind of talk about what it's been like to kind of realize what your dream was in this sport, what you thought you could do, and to have it happening now?
It's just a blessing. You know, I mean, I just I feel really fortunate to be around great people. And, you know, all that started in 2015 at Furniture Row. And, you know, getting started with Cole and Barney and those guys and then getting, getting Toyota on our side in 16 and starting to work with everybody at JGR. I mean, it's just been it's been incredible. And, you know, you can't drive slow cars fast, as Harvick always says. I had a lot of years where I had enough success to continue to go and to continue to push me and drive me forward. And I won a few races and probably should have won a lot more than I did, but I didn't have all the things around me I needed to be consistently successful. So that was a trying time, but I will definitely say that it's definitely made me a better driver. It's made me who I am on the racetrack and at the racetrack. And, you know, definitely learned a lot from those things, especially, you know, getting most out of the race car and, you know, working with the team and being positive, being a, you know, a good team leader, even when things aren't going great, has been something that's really, I think, helped me the last couple seasons to be able to win a championship and be in a position to win multiple. So, as tough as it is not winning consistently, it really has helped me out and been a big part of the last 4 years successfully.
Go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Martin, we saw guys pretty much catching you but not being able to pass you. So did you run a great race that last 50, say, five laps, like with very few mistakes, or is it just the way these cars are racing right now? The guy behind you has to be perfect in order to execute the pass.
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I think I definitely didn't make any mistakes. You know, there's no question about that. It is hard to pass, I will say that. I had a lot of trouble tonight, but I will say that also that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, every time I'd catch the tail end of the field, it put me in a bad spot. So I was in just as bad a spot as the 14 to 22 at the end. And I think that's the reason the race got so good. If I could have put a lap car between us and had clear track ahead, I would have been gone. So yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of both. You know, I definitely didn't give it up. I didn't make a mistake and I didn't give it away. And it was still difficult to hold those guys off, especially every time I'd catch, you know, the next guy. And man, it's just tough. You know, you have no grip at all. Your tires are completely wore out. Feel like you're running on bologna skins. And you catch a car and you lose all the air in your car. I mean, I can't explain to you. I can't even tell you just what that feels like. It feels like you're driving on a road. You're driving down the road. You're going around a turn. Everything's fine. You feel normal. You hit black ice. What happens? That's the difference between being in front of a car and behind a car. You just lose all that grip. So, to answer your question, I didn't screw up. I drove a great race. Yes, I will say that. But, you know, also the package, being the leader, you want to, you know, being the leader is the best spot to be. So, I don't know if that answered your question or not, but that's all I can say.
Will you save the car in black eye side bracket?
Clearly. Yeah. That's why you're sitting there and I'm sitting here.
Martin Al, Pearson Auto Week. I asked Cole earlier before you got in here, was the fact that you were 0 for 81 on short tracks, was that a real concern, or was that just something that, well, I'm a former champion, I won a bunch of races, but I haven't won at these three places. Was that a big deal at all? And the other half of the question is, winning here, in light of what happened out here about 5 years ago, makes it more special?
Which part 5 years ago?
Well,
the MWR thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that you get your first short track win at this place.
Yeah, I mean, I actually hadn't even thought of that one. But, yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's just personal. You know, I'm a short track guy. I grew up winning short track races. That's how I got to this point, you know. It's funny, back in, you know, 04, 05 in the Busch Series, I won those two championships. All we won was short tracks. We never won on a track over a mile, I don't think. So it's just been—it's crazy how things go. But the streak, 80's not a streak. Michael Waltrip told me this week, 80's not a streak. 462 is a damn streak. So I was like, man, thanks, Mikey. I really appreciate that. But you know, it'd be one thing if we weren't good on short tracks, and you know, I didn't know what I was doing, and we ran terrible, and we rode them off. It's, you know, for me, it was personal because we've been so close, and. We had so many heartbreaks, you know, really, really, really tough losses, you know, at places like here and even Martinsville last fall and Bristol last, you know, spring of 16 with a speeding penalty. So, yeah, it's just good to knock it out of the way. And hopefully now we can start stringing them together.
Going to go in the back left and then to Jerry.
Andrew Fuller, podium finish. Two questions. How does it feel to finally have a short track win come here at Richmond and for the Toyota Onus 400? And also for Gibbs, how is it to have three of your cars now with a win in the 2019 season?
Well, I'm really excited to win here. I met a man and his wife tonight that were chosen for my team, and if I won, they won $10,000. So I met them earlier before the race in the Toyota suite. So you know, Toyota does so much for us, for our sport, for our team. To win the Toyota Owners 400 was really cool. I got to meet a lot of those folks in the suite earlier, and they were really excited to be here. And it was just a big night for everyone. So our friends won $10,000. That was cool. And a Toyota victory lane is exactly what we needed tonight.
Yeah, I was thrilled that, you know, the Toyota guys, such great partnership that we have, and for have them sponsoring a race for us to be able to win that is a big deal. Our three cars being in is huge for us. I reflect back. We got meetings coming up these next 2 weeks with our sponsors. And it shows you how everything kind of fits together. If you're really performing, those meetings lots of times go well. If you're not, then you really worry about it. And so it's a huge deal for us to have three of them in, and we can concentrate now on Eric. Be quite truthful, Eric's driving his heart out. We've had some real tough things happen to him, and it was for the last 2 weeks with loose wheels. And so that's a tough deal for us. I really appreciate it. I wanted to say everybody back at the race shop, Coy and everybody that heads up everything on our operations side, and then all the people that are there on Mondays. We have a get-together, and we hang a banner, which we'll do on Monday. But it's all those people back there that when you kind of look around the shop and realize how hard they work, and I brag on them all the time, for us to be able to get cars to the racetrack and, you know, to have them run well, it's just a huge deal for all of us. So we appreciate all that.
Do we have any final questions for Martin or Coach? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, everyone. Happy Easter.